It is now accepted that NBTI is a gate oxide field driven process, and inversion layer holes play an important role. These figures show that normalized NBTI degradation measured in devices having a wide range of gate insulator thickness follow an universal relation when plotted versus the gate oxide field. Note that for this experiment, the gate insulators have to be similarly processed and should have similar quality. As a further proof, this figure compares measured degradation under PMOS inversion stress to NMOS accumulation stress. Note that different degradation is observed under equal stress voltage, which does not imply equal field due to work function difference. When NMOS accumulation stress voltage is increased to obtain similar gate oxide field as PMOS inversion, similar magnitude of degradation is obtained. Note that the increase in degradation at longer time scale is due to bulk trap generation at high voltage and will be discussed later. Therefore, it is important to note that the oxide field dependence of NBTI is unlike TDDB, which is known to be governed by gate voltage. Historically, gate oxide scaling has been accompanied by scaling of operating voltage, though the thickness has been scaled at a much larger rate, resulting in increase in oxide electric field. This has made NBTI a more severe reliability concern compared to TDDB.